Let's get an update now on Hurricane Sandy and its effects here in New Hampshire. We're joined on the line by Governor John Lynch. Governor, good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you too, Brady.
You declared a state of emergency earlier today. What exactly does that mean, for those who don't know, for your mobilizing of resources during a storm, during a disaster?
Well, it's mostly to send a strong message and signal to the people of New Hampshire that we are about to experience a significant event. I also asked that all motorists get off the road to the extent possible by mid-afternoon. I've asked that businesses release their workers to the extent that they can by mid-afternoon, directed state agency heads to send home all non-essential personnel. The state police are adamant that they would like people off the roads given the severity of this event. So part of the reason, Brady, is to send that message that this is going to be a serious event for New Hampshire. We have to take it that way.
Now, who then is staying on? What kind of resources do we have, as far as the state is concerned, that are working during the storm, the essential personnel, as you call them?
Well, it would be, for example, Brady, all public safety individuals, state police, rescue from fish and game, individuals similar to that who are needed for the ongoing operations of state government in a time of emergency.
And then the next steps, the state, as you said, the state offices have closed early for the day to keep roads clear. How often then do you and emergency management officials reconvene to decide what it's going to look like tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, or how long the road should stay clear?
Well, I'm in touch constantly with emergency management officials. I'm over at the EOC quite a bit.
The emergency operations for the state.
Yes, that's right. The Emergency Operations Center. We have regular meetings at least two or three times a day. So this will be a situation that is monitored on an ongoing basis. We expect the storm to clear out of here by tomorrow morning, and we'll be able to then reassess what the extent of the damage is.
And what kind of communication then do you have in a situation like this with the federal government and then also with officials in towns and in cities here in the state?
Yeah, that's a good question. When I convene the department heads, FEMA is there. So they are our connection to the federal government. And I have ongoing communications with local officials. We talk on a conference call at least once or twice a day. And I'm also talking with them individually, whether it's my calling them or them calling me, to assess exactly what's going on in their communities. It's really important that we have this dialogue so they can let me know, let Emergency Operations Center know what their needs are, and we can get them the resources that they need in order to best serve the citizens.
I'd have to say one of the constants during your 8 years as governor has been this series of natural disasters, be it storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and the like. What do you think the state has learned that it's doing now perhaps better than it did when you first came on as governor, that playbook that that the state runs, in effect, during a situation like this?
I think that the lessons learned are to get out early with an event like this, over-prepare, get the National Guard troops mobilized early on, and then it's really critical to have this ongoing communication and collaboration with the local officials. They see firsthand what's going on. They know what their needs are. And we need to be there to help them any way we possibly can. It really is a huge management challenge. We're talking about coordinating a myriad of state government departments, from Health and Human Services, Department of Transportation, DES, DRED, the National Guard, working with the Red Cross, and then working with the community officials to help people. And so it is a big management challenge, but I think we've got to the point where there's a lot of trust among the people working together. And with that trust, we're able to serve the people that need our help.
Governor Lynch, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on.